time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Maddie Elling from Hosta Hill in West Stockbridge. We'll count that as local heroes. Yes, of
yes,
course.
Yes.
Just because there's a mountain range that connects us, doesn't divide us, I like to think.
They carry it over the range for us, yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right. So what does Hosta Hill do, Maddie?
We make lacto-fermented vegetables, sauerkraut, and kimchi.
Does that have to do with breastfeeding?
Nothing to do with breastfeeding or milk, yes.
So what does lacto-fermented mean? It's a drunk mummy. No.
Not quite at all.
Okay.
Lacto-fermented, it's the type of bacteria that's naturally occurring in these products that we make, the sauerkraut and the kimchi, so it's a bacteria. It's a good bacteria for the gut.
Uh-huh.
Lactic acid, sugars, they get broken down by this acid.
Mm-hmm.
Creating
naturally
this
fermented. Is there alcohol right involved in this process?
No, there's no alcohol in this process. Nope. If we let them go long enough, there could be alcohol possibly created, I think.
Why don't you try it?
Yeah, we'd have to put some sugar in there, I think.
And
sip on sauerkraut.
So what is that process then, I guess? Because when we do think of fermentation, we do think of like the sugar to alcohol conversion. So how is this separate from that?
Well, so with these products that we make, we chop the vegetables, salt them, and or spice them, and we age them for about 2 months. And it's also an anaerobic environment. No air can get in. And that's where this lactic acid bacteria really thrives. And it's eating the sugars in all the vegetables, breaking them down, therefore creating this bacteria.
And why is that healthy for us?
It's a good bacteria. It's like a naturally occurring probiotic, like in yogurts,
yeah,
you know, like the little pills you take. Supposedly, these like naturally fermented vegetables have a lot more bang for your buck than the little pill you can take.
Now, what vegetables are you fermenting via this way?
Yeah, so with our sauerkraut, it's just cabbage and salt,
mm-hmm,
and we don't use any vinegars. So the kimchi is a Napa cabbage base with carrots, daikon radish, onions, garlic, ginger, red pepper, Korean pepper, and fish sauce in there. So it has some Korean flair. And our crimson kraut is a red and green cabbage base with carrots, daikon radish, onions, garlic, red pepper flakes. So it's a spicy kraut, not as intense as a Korean-style kimchi.
Eating the sauerkraut with chopsticks, which out of a jar, which is slightly tricky here, but this is delicious, and I'm a big fan of kimchi as well. So is that one of the ones you brought over there?
Kimchi right here, yep.
All right, let's try that.
The red stuff.
Where are you getting these vegetables from?
We are working with a farm in New Lebanon, New York, striving to grow the vegetables for our ferments. So some are from there. Red Fire Farm we source from.
Hooray.
Yeah, and as well as Mighty Food Farm. They're up in Brattleboro.
Oh, great. So you're covering the entire listenership of our area right here, even though your farm is in West Stockbridge.
Exactly.
River vegetables. That's right. Maddie Elling from Hosta Hill. The spicy kimchi. Love it.
You like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
So I just don't understand how you end up with a life like this.
It kind of fell into our laps.
How do fermented vegetables fall into your laps? And is that messy? Try to avoid
before
it right now.
Before all of this, yeah. You're doing good without a napkin even. I was gardening, landscape gardening. I love working outdoors. Abe and I met, and he was living in a community kind of in the middle of the woods in the winter with some great people, and they were doing some fermented foods. And so he was starting to play. And then when he moved here in the spring, we started to play some more with fermented foods. And we had this great book, and we were playing with tempeh too. Tempeh is another product that we make. It's a fermented bean product. So yeah, we just started playing with all sorts of fermentation, you know, doing wines and beers and fermented vegetables and tempehs. There's so much kind of room to play. There's so many vegetables to work with and
right
flavors. And
it looks like you and Abe were ferment to be.
Well, I like that, yeah.
Nobody's ever used that joke with you yet? You ferment all this stuff?
Ferment forever.
Is there a difference between pickled and fermented? Because essentially, like, people would eat this and they'd say, oh, this tastes like pickled kimchi or pickled sauerkraut.
Well, what is the vinegar?
Right.
Does
vinegar mean it is pickled, or are these considered pickled as well?
That's the thing. So these could be a pickle. They're like sour, tangy, they're crunchy, or maybe sometimes they're soft. Traditionally, pickles were fermented. Then when, you know, industrialization came around, easier to throw some vinegar in there, let it sit for like a week, or even just make a quick pickle, and then can it, a pickle that can go on the shelf. So these are refrigerated. Our products are refrigerated. They won't go bad on the shelf. They'll just continue to age. You know, they could get really fizzy, almost like alcoholic.
Yeah.
The vinegar really kind of makes it a whole nother thing. That's a whole, you know, there's no probiotics in there.
I have literally eaten like 3/4 of this jar of kimchi while speaking to you.
Very
with
refreshing.
Chopsticks and conducting. And it's delicious and refreshing. Yeah, it gives you that sort of cleans you out kind of feel. Maddie Elling from Hosta Hill in West Stockbridge. You can get the Hosta Hill stuff at the Amherst Winters Market, as well as
all things local, cooperative.
The new cooperative that's there. And Phil Corman from Seeds of the Local Hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.